All right, we're going to take a few minutes right now to see what's happening on the BPP blog today. It's ever living, ever evolving. Can we have Laura's soundtrack, please? The sound of that means one thing, that Laura Conaway has made her way into the studio. She is the genius behind the BPP website and blog. Hi, Laura.
Good morning, Allison.
So what's the big news?
Well, the big news is a little sort of circle back for some old news, actually. We posted an open thread about the Megan Meyer MySpace suicide case. She's the 13-year-old girl in Darden Prairie, Missouri, who killed herself after a neighbor girl's mom made a MySpace page, and this guy named Josh Evans was fake, and he came around and told her how cute she was, right, and then told her that she should, you know, the world would be better off without her, and she killed herself. Well, when we posted this, one of the things that was happening was bloggers were the only people who were naming the family who had made the MySpace page, and a blogger came around and tried to comment on our blog. And he named the family so many times that I finally just thought, I'm just going to call him up and ask him,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? Why are you doing it?
What are you doing here?
Yeah, and basically he says, well, you know, he wants law enforcement to take a different kind of look at the case. They've since said they're not going to press any charges. But I got a chance to ask him, basically, are you a vigilante? And here's what he said.
I don't look at myself as a vigilante, but there are some that have gone further and posted multiple records of businesses and the address. I don't post the address. I think it's irrelevant to the case. But I do think that public pressure can succeed in forcing these officials to take a harder look and a more genuine look at the case.
And one of the things that we were discussing in the office yesterday about this when I first heard the soundbite was that even though the law may decide that a certain case is over, this information lives.
Forever
on the web.
Yeah, I mean, and he's still at it. They're all still at it. And I don't know really, you know, that they will stop really anytime soon. So
another posting that's getting, it always cracks me up what gets a huge amount of posts. This post about this picture of this little bat who's stuck in he's sort of like chilling out inside of a sculpture.
He's a friendly city bat in Washington, D.C. And this guy, Bill Chappell, who actually works for NPR down in D.C., has been sort of following his life there in this crevice. And he posted about finding him and about poking him, and we put up a couple of pictures about him. And people, listeners, started trying to figure out what kind of bat is he. Right now it seems to be either a silver-haired bat or a hoary bat.
Well, all I know is Carrie is glad to know the little critter's safe.
Yeah,
that was her posting.
And Belinda writes, please keep him safe until he's ready to fly away to safer environs. Enjoy him. He makes the struggle of it all a bit more worth it.
Poetic musings about the baby bat.
People
or little
them,
bat.
Loves them, the animals.
So. All right, finally, I see a song I might not otherwise hear. That's what my note says.
Yeah, it's a song that you might not otherwise hear. Actually, consider this an open call, dangerous though that might be. If you're a musician and you got a song that you think otherwise might not get heard and you're willing to write a little bit about it, send it on. We'll take a listen, maybe post it. The first one's actually from a guy I used to work with named L.D. Bechtel, who just happens to be part of the sort of the Brooklyn music scene. He played with Stephen Merritt on 69. Love songs. He's kind of a big dude in his small way, and I think probably deserving of a little bit more attention. And he's got a brand new record out called Amoral Certitudes, and this is a song from that called AKA Paradise. We'll just cue that up for you.
Don't tell me you've heard this song before, cause I've heard that 10 too many times. Don't sell me your old one downmanship.
What's up, Jacob? Yep, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. So you can check that out. And L.D. Bechtel writes a little bit about his own song and the Spectarian sleigh bells and love.
Anybody who is in any way associated with the Magnetic Fields and 69 Love Songs, that opus, they're good by me.
He's good by me. L.D. Bechtel is good by me.
All right, you can check all of that out. L.D. Bechtel, bats, and internet vigilantes. It's
not a vigilante.
Not a vigilante. Well, that's what he says. Some other people might disagree. You can decide and post it on our blog. Laura, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.